Hark, the Herald Angels Sing was written by Charles Wesley in 1739. This beloved hymn is a condensed lesson of Christian doctrine written in poetry form. Let us look at the first stanza. Hark, the Herald Angels Sing, glory to the newborn King, peace on earth and mercy mild. The opening three phases of Hark, the Herald Angels Sing are supported by the account of the angels' announcement to the shepherds of Jesus' birth in Luke 2. And in the same region, there were shepherds out in the field keeping watch over their flock by night, and an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with great fear. And the angel said to them, and suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, when the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another,
Jesus Christ's birth in Bethlehem is foretold to the Hebrew nation in Micah 5. But you, O Bethlehem Ephrathah, who are too little to be among the clans of Judah, from you shall come forth for me one who is to be ruler in Israel, whose coming forth is from of old, from ancient days. As we continue through the first stanza, Wesley incorporates law and gospel into the song, God and Sinners Reconciled. In Romans 5, Paul tells of our reconciliation when he says, for while we were still weak, at the right time, Christ died for the ungodly. For one will scarcely die for a righteous person, though perhaps for a good person one would dare even to die. But God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Since, therefore, we have now been justified by his blood, much more shall we be saved from him by him from the wrath of God. For if while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more, now that we are reconciled, shall we be saved by his life. More than that, we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received reconciliation. Featured hymn points us to the center of Christmas. Christ by highest heaven adored, Christ the everlasting Lord. And Jesus' baptism in Matthew 3, and again as transfiguration in Matthew 17, we hear a voice from heaven declare, this is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. God speaks about the Son in Hebrews chapter 1. Your throne, O God, is forever and ever, but you are the same, and your years will have no end. The hymn continues, late in time, behold him come, offspring of a virgin womb. God foretells the coming of Christ when the prophet Nathan speaks to King David in 2 Samuel 7. I will appoint a place for my people Israel, and will plant them, and I will give you rest from all your enemies.
Moreover, the Lord declares to you that the Lord will make you a house when your days are fulfilled and you lie down with your fathers. I will raise up your offspring after you, who shall come from your body, and I will establish his kingdom. He shall build a house for my name, and I shall establish the throne of his kingdom forever. Isaiah speaks of the Christ virgin birth in Isaiah 7. Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive a bear, a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. In Luke 1, we shall see the story unfold. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration when Quirinius was governor of Syria, and all went to be registered, each to his own town. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house of lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn.
Veiled in flesh, the Godhead see, hail the incarnate deity. Pleased as man with man to dwell, Jesus our Emmanuel. The Gospel of John declares Jesus' divinity and humanity. John 1 states, in the beginning was the Word Jesus, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory. Glory as the only Son of the Father, full of grace and truth. The name given to the Holy Child shall be Emmanuel, as stated in Matthew 1. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son. They shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us. Hail the heaven-born Prince of Peace. Hail the Son of Righteousness. Isaiah writes in chapter 9, for to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and his name shall be called a Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
Malachi 4 reaccounts the Lord's words to the faithful. But for you who fear my name, the Son of Righteousness shall rise with healing in his wings. You shall go out leaping like calves from the stall. Light and life to all he brings, risen with healings in his wings.
Thank you. Mild he lays his glory by, born that man may die. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory. Glory as the only Son from his Father, full of grace and truth. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. Born to raise the sons of the earth, born to give them second birth.
In John 3, Jesus explains about a second birth to Nicodemus when he says, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." He also explains in verse 5, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born of the water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God." In his letter to the congregation of Corinth, Paul writes, "For as a man came death, by a man has come also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, so also in Christ shall all be made alive." May this carol bring you joy, peace, and happiness when you praise our triune God through the words penned by Charles Wesley.
Father,